the thing that you need to do is be the leader in the group. And that is part of your branding. That is part of your authority when you are starting to bring that culture within the group, because people are watching to see, how do I fit here? How can I say anything here? People are trying to get the feel for the group and who you are, and will they be received, right? Will they be accepted?
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, moms, working professionals, and amazing people pursuing their passions and going for their dreams. And I'm your host, Linda Mendible.
So today we're going to talk about branding your Facebook group, the impact that it can have, just how you can actually create more community when you actually start branding and intentionally branding your Facebook group. So this is going to be like your roadmap to success. Okay, when it comes to your Facebook group, it really creates an experience with your audience. So branding is one of the tools you can use for people to recognize your group, along with capturing their attention and engagement. Okay, remember that. So if you're wanting a thriving, engaged Facebook community, this is going to be it for you. The next thing, when you intentionally brand your Facebook group, right, it helps you stand out. It also helps you create an experience, and it also creates a feel of community. I know this seems so simple and easy, but it really is. And it's something that you can really implement today if you take action. Okay, and I want you to know, consistency is key. FB group prompts, right? And so prompts are basically, I don't know if you notice in Monetizing Mompreneurs, every Monday we have a certain prompt. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, they all have their own theme for the day. And basically, prompts are meant to be the same each day, because what you want to create is consistency within your group. Everyone doesn't see every post, but if you keep it consistent, it gives your members a chance for those who have not participated in a prompt to participate. So I really want you to be mindful when it comes to prompts on the way that you can brand them, right? Really have them cohesive and actually going one to another, so people understand, oh, I know where this prompt is coming from. It's coming from Linda's Facebook group. It's coming from so-and-so's Facebook group. So I want you to be cognizant of that. Okay. Oh, okay. So basically, here's where I wanted to give you guys like a case study of two of my favorite clients that we worked on their Facebook group, and we worked on their branding for their Facebook group, because that's actually one of the, that's your roadmap to success. That's one of the things that's gonna actually make you stand out, really make a unique experience for your ideal customers and clients, and help them identify who you are and the professional that you are. And so I'm going to share with you guys the two stories. So I'm gonna go first with Angela. So Angela came to me and she was talking about, she loved what we were doing in Monetizing Mompreneurs and just the feeling and the experience that we were creating there. And she wanted to create that for her own ideal customers and clients, right? And we're in two different industries. I am in tech and in strategy, and she's actually a life coach. Anna is also a life coach, but she works more with the relationship of yourself and things like that. So there are two different types of my life coaches. And I want you to see that this doesn't only pertain to like what I'm doing or my industry. You can actually see results in other industries. And I usually, my services are for coaches and personal brands, because that's where I feel like I thrive and I'm more of an expert in coaches, and that's who I attract as my clients. But anyways, this can work in any industry, whether you're a health coach, because that's what relationship styling, I feel as though Ariana actually teeters more. She actually teaches people to fast. Both amazing women, and I'm so proud of these two women that have taken the initiative to create an experience for their ideal customers and clients. And that's what it is that you're doing with your Facebook community, is you're creating community and experience. You're allowing people to see and showcase who you are, who you're for, what you do, how you do it, and how you're impacting others. They can actually see that, as opposed to also having testimonials, right? Because testimonials are also impactful. And so a Facebook group is like that social proof that you know what you're doing. People are behind you and rallying up behind you. What I want you to do is be cognizant of, like, how can I create a unique experience for my audience? And branding is one of the tools that you can deliver with what you have to offer. Finally, nurturing your community by including an email sequence, welcoming them in, or popping in live solidifies a relationship between you and your ideal customers and clients. When you actually start finally understanding the powerful impact that you can have with your Facebook community, you get to now nurture them in either an email sequence, which is something that I am currently developing in and will be launching here in July, and also popping in live. And it really solidifies that relationship with you and your ideal customer and client, because they get to see how you're working. They get to see who you are. Oh, and another thing, when you are like going in live, when you're doing your prompts and everything like that, I really want you to consider to not be afraid to get crickets, not really get that impact that you wanted. But to be honest, to truly be honest with you, when you start developing your Facebook group, when you start nurturing your Facebook group by coming in live, when you start serving and you start listening and commenting and engaging, right? You're going to see that the impact has already been made for your ideal customers and clients. Like, a lot of the clients that I work with, they may not be so engaged in the Facebook group, but they're watching, they're listening, they're actually signing up for my free resources, they're signing up for the VIP membership with Monetizing Mompreneurs. They're chasing me down to work with me. And sometimes I may miss the ball, but they're chasing me down to work with me. There's always people watching, even when it's quiet. So I don't want you to, like, when you start going live in your group and no one's showing up, to stop. Don't do that. I don't want you to do your prompts and no one's commenting. Again, do not do that. The thing that you need to do is be the leader in the group. And that is part of your branding. That is part of your authority when you are starting to bring that culture within the group, because people are watching to see, how do I fit here? How can I say anything here? People are trying to get the feel for the group and who you are, and will they be received, right? Will they be accepted? And that's what I want you to consider when you start developing your own Facebook group, is be intentional about your branding, choose a feel and the colors that you want. If you want even further help, you can either hire me, because I have VIP days, get you launched in a day and engaged. So you have choices. You don't have to do this alone. That is Monetizing Mompreneur slogan. You don't have to do this alone. We are here to help. Don't think that you're by yourself in your marketing strategy. And please incorporate, if you are someone that really wants to make that impact and wants to serve in just a very easy way, have a Facebook group. It doesn't take up much of your time. You can have once a month, sit down, see the posts that you're going to be outlining, see your launches, and see how you can outline your posts. It's going to be just a beautiful thing for you. And this is what I'm trying to do, is trying to challenge you and encourage you to have your own thriving and engaged Facebook group. This was an amazing training. I really loved this one. And I know that you're going to get a lot out of it. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to help you create your Facebook group, help you build your business around your Facebook group, because it's just an incredible thing. You get to do so much. You get to impact so many lives. Don't knock it. People are watching you. People are watching your moves. And if you do strategic moves that actually bring value, people are going to start reaching out. And that's the power of a Facebook group and the power of branding. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a chance, stop by the website at lindamendable.com. Sign up for the Blog Cure, which is an awesome, awesome course that I created that will help you set up your blog or take your blog to the next level. And join us over at Monetizing Mompreneurs Facebook group. I just want to say again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for saying.
Yes.